I'm Molly Lubers. Today we are checking in with the Love for Libby benefit. Joining us this morning are Paula Weisel from Arctic Bar and Libby Oaksmith's son. Welcome, guys.
Hi. How are we doing?
So let's just start off with talking about Libby. Can you guys tell me and our listeners a little bit about her?
Trist, it's your mom. Go ahead and tell them.
Well, my mother's kind of always been kind of the community mother for people. She spent a long time working in our food services and our bar services. And growing up, you know, kids always filtered through the house, you know, and they always called her mom. We'd do big Sunday dinners and they'd come over, she'd feed them. And, you know, I hear
they'd
a lot
stay
about,
overnight. And that was home base, kind of Libby's house.
Yeah, we'd hear about, you know, and I still always hear about Mama Libby, Auntie Libby, all the names for her, you know. People love her so much. It's very sweet, you know. She's always, like I said, she's always been a community, you know, mother for everyone.
So, yeah, she's been a real staple to the community. What has it been like to see Ketchikan come together for her?
Unbelievable. I've done a lot of benefits, done a lot of fundraisers, and I've never seen Ketchikan come together and support somebody like they are with Libby. Everywhere you look, you see Love Libby signs. You see posters, banners, everywhere you look, everybody's talking about her, wondering how she's doing. She's going to come through this with flying colors. We just have to think positive, and yeah, the benefit's going to be great for her.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the benefit. It's happening this Saturday.
Yep,
so
this Saturday, the 10th of July. It's going to be on Berth 4, the Arctic Bar and the Pioneer Cafe, better known as the Pio. We're proud to present this upcoming benefit for Ketchikan's sweetheart, our very own Libby Oaksmith. All proceeds from this benefit go to Libby because it's all about Libby. The carnival starts about noon, lasts till 4, on Berth 4. Bring your kids down, watch the fun. The carnival booths that are going to be there, because we decided to do the benefit and the carnival so the kids could be involved also. We're going to have dunk tank, bottle ring toss, pop the balloons, cotton candy, caramel apples, popcorn, the goldfish game, which is going to be fun, the cakewalk, tie-dye booth, face painting booth, and right now we're waiting to hear if Alaska Airlines is going to get the mechanical bull here by Saturday. We're really hoping so. That will be a great time. Ketchikan's never had a mechanical bull, I don't think. The benefit's coming right along. And again, it's going to be Saturday, July 10th, starting about noon, and we'll go from there. Let's see. We're going to have food booths, pulled pork sliders, barbecued chicken thighs, homemade salads. Oh, and the bouncy house. We're also going to have a big bouncy house that's going to be there for the kids. We have live music. Starts about noontime, too. Woody's Finest Hour and K-Funk. They'll be playing until about 5. Then we get ready for the auction. There will be silent auctions and live auctions. And you guys, I can't get a credit card machine down there, so you need to bring cash. You need to bring those C notes, bring those hundies, because it's all about Libby. We'll have a beer garden all day long. We'll have heavy on the beer garden, by the way. We'll have Jello shots, the dynamic duo, Chloe and Taylor, they're going to be there with Jello shots. And then starting about 9 o'clock, the Arctic Bar will have live music. The Sheets will be playing there. And it'll be the first time ever that we've had a donation fee at the door for an event. It's $5 to get in, and all that money goes directly to Libby. Because you guys, Ketchikan, it's all about Libby. Please come and get your happy on. Please support Libby. She's so loved here. She'd do anything for any of us, and so we have to give back to her. And this community, I want to thank the community. Everybody's been so good. The donations, all the volunteers that have helped us to make this a success. I just can't say enough about Ketchikan. The people here are unbelievable. They are so awesome. And, it's going to be great, you guys. Good.
Yeah. No, the community is wonderful, too. And, you know, I go out on and about these days, and you know, I can't seem to turn a corner without someone stopping me and asking about mom. How's Libby doing? How's your mom doing? I'm like, well, you know, well, she's not necessarily great, but she is staying incredibly positive about everything, you know.
She's really, Libby strong, you guys, Libby strong. She's
the toughest woman I know, and, you know, it's kind of scary how tough she is. It's wonderful. And, you know, she's, like I said, she's keeping upbeat about it, and she just wants us to send her that positive love and that positive energy and, you know, keep her in your thoughts and keep the families in your thoughts, you know. And the community has been, like she said, the community has been very wonderful. You know, we've had all the barbecue fundraisers and the raffles and everything going on. And then, you know, with Julie Slaniker selling her jam and the U-Hauls, you know, donating their
and the barbecue some of their rentals place for this. Too. That yeah. barbecue place, they raised over $1,000, I think.
Or no, they raised $11,000 doing
oh,
that
my
raffle.
Goodness. I'm sorry, $11,000. I missed that one. Yeah, sorry.
It's all good. And the woman who actually won the first prize was, I believe her name was Amy.
Amy, she used to tend bar at the Sourdough. Yeah. I'm not sure what the last name is, but just tell them.
Well, and so she won the raffle. And it's funny because she's like, you know, I've never won anything before in my life. But this woman, so generous, she donated the barbecue, or it's like a big smoker device, donated it to our auction for the benefit.
Donated it back. Yeah.
And that's given me a very good, you know, perspective of how generous our community really is. And, you know, it's very heartwarming. It's almost tear-inducing.
Feel the love.
Feel the love. You can feel it.
Yep.
Yeah. I know also Arctic Bar and Pioneer Cafe is sponsoring the benefit. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Libby's worked, like Tristan said, all around town before. Right now she's the face of the Pio, which is the Pioneer Cafe. And she's kind of like, she could be our mascot. She's just, we love her so much. The Arctic does too. And so we got together with Darren and decided that we needed to do it together. And so that we're reaching out to everybody to please be there this Saturday. It's going to start about noontime. And come and get your happy on, support Libby. Ketchikan, you guys rock. I mean, Ketchikan is the bomb. They are the best. Yeah. And we want to say thank you even before it starts, because I know there's going to be a lot of people there. That's why it's at Berth 4 instead of at the Arctic, because it's just going to be too big. There's going to be too many people. So, and I'm just glad we get to do it for her.
And you know, Uncle Darren, you know, I was very glad to hear that Uncle Darren Scott and his wife Marla.
He's a rock star. They both are, him and Marla.
I was glad to hear about the collaboration because, you know, Mom's been working there, you know, I think close to 10 years now, because I remember it was back when Grandma Jackie and Grandpa Tom still owned it, you know, God bless their souls. And then when they passed it down to Darren and Marla. And, well, Mom's the general manager of the front. And, you know, everyone knows her because
she's the face of the Pio.
Yeah, she's that waitress with the pink hair. Yeah, yep. Everyone loves her.
I'm getting my hair pink, too, tomorrow, I think. I'm going to get ready for the auction and get ready for it,
Awesome. People have been wanting me to dye the mullet pink. And I think I might do the ends pink, but I don't know if I want to do the whole mullet pink. Because we've been doing the mullets for Mom thing. A bunch of people I know, they're getting their hair done into mullets. Just, you know, something to make her laugh. You know, we've been doing that.
Guys, yes, a little story for you. Yesterday, Tristan and I met at the Arctic so that we could kind of go over notes and figure out what we were going to say and try and be professional today. And these two guys were there with their wives from Idaho. Remember, Tris?
Yeah, the guys from Idaho.
They were really great. They wanted to know about the signs for Libby and what was going on and da-da-da-da-da. And they ended up giving, both of the guys gave us each a $100 bill. So we're starting off the benefit with $200 from Idaho. So, I mean, they've never met Libby. They've never seen Libby before. And that's what it's all about, giving back and just, you know, just loving Libby. It's all about Libby, you guys.
And two complete strangers just saw us sitting there talking and just walked right up to us, asked about the signs, and, you know, quicker than I could blink, had their wallets out, handed us $100 bills, you know.
It was awesome.
It was very sweet.
Yeah.
Shout out to Idaho.
Yeah, there's been signs all over town. What is it like to kind of go around town and see those plastered everywhere?
Honestly, it's a very surreal experience for me especially, because, you know, when I'm walking around and people I don't even know are wearing my mom's face, and they got, like, my mom's face on their cars, on their clipboards, their phones. It's super weird, and I've been seeing them, like, some people are, like, putting them on like, street signs and stuff, but it's fun. I love seeing it, and, you know, just businesses I've never even been in, too. They have the signs up, and people have the yard signs. Like, I was oh, well, like way out, like almost to Settlers Cove, and I was driving out and I could see signs on these people's driveways, and I'm like, even way out here, like that's
she's
crazy.
Touched a lot of hearts.
She has. You know, she has that energy about her. She's so fun. Yep. She's so talkative. You know, she could sit and talk to you for hours if she didn't
and
have
she
to
cares.
Serve people.
She really cares about people.
And she really does. She really is interested in what you have to say when you talk to her. You know, she's very caring. Like
she's
that.
Not phony one bit.
Yeah,
she,
no,
Libby
not at
is
all.
Libby.
If you've engaged her attention, she is absolutely listening. And
yeah.
You know, it's wonderful. She's very caring.
Yep. She's good. Born and raised here also.
Yeah, born and raised.
In Ketchikan, so.
Yeah, no, and she grew up right down the street from here on Park Avenue. You know, she grew up, you know, watching the ball games and hanging
out
at the
parks. Half the kids in town have grown up there, too.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, cooks them dinner and they stay overnight, and she's like everybody's mom.
And, you know, most kids know the Oaksmith Manor. Or, you know, it's funny, too, because I jump in a cab and they look at me and they're like, going to Libby's place? And I'm like, yep, sure thing, going home.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Just everyone knows, you know. Bear Valley energy, Bear Valley love. That's where she resides.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
I think we've nailed it. I think we've gotten everything out there. Do you think we have, Molly?
Do you want to talk about, just for listeners tuning in right now, do you want to say again details about the festival?
Sure. The benefit starts this Saturday, July 10th at Berth 4. It starts at noon. We'll have live music. We'll have a lot of bands there. We're going to have an auction, a live auction and a silent auction. The beer garden will be going all day long, so please stop. We're having a carnival because we want the kids, you know, parents to be able to come, maybe have a beer, and the kids be at the carnival right there and having fun. And it's all about Libby. All proceeds go directly to Libby Oaksmith. Please, Ketchikan, come and get your happy on. Support our local Ketchikan girly girl, Libby Oaksmith. And thank you very much.
Yeah. Can you guys tell me, I saw Libby posting in the, like, I Love Libby Facebook group and stuff, but can you guys tell me about how she's reacting to the community support?
You know, the first week she was very overwhelmed, but now, you know, she's kind of adjusting to it very well, and she's actually being very receptive, and she's very... she's been very interactive with people, too. I'm noticing every, just
about
every.
She's not hiding, that's for sure. She's, talking to everybody and trying to,
And just about every post, she's, you know, she's reacting to it, the likes, the heart thing, you know, reactions, and she's commenting, you know. And,
she's homesick right now. She did tell me that yesterday. Homesick. She's missing everybody.
And, you know, and people are always sending her pictures of them wearing the Libby gear, and she's, I don't know if you've noticed, but she's frequently changing her profile pictures of, she's calling them her warriors, her supporters, her warriors.
We are her warriors, Libby's warriors.
And so she's got all the different people that have been supporting her. She changes out her profile picture, like, I think, like, maybe once or twice a day.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But, you know, and she's been very interactive, and you know that, I'm glad that page is around because it gives her, it's a way for her to be able to engage it all on one front rather than getting, you know, hit on all cylinders. So it's an easy way for her to be on that platform, and you know, for her to keep in touch apart from, you know, hearing from her sisters Marla, Karma, Angie,
she's
Trace,
got a big family.
Yeah, Nancy, very big family.
Yeah.
And so that, I really love that Facebook page, and she's been very receptive of it, and she loves it, and you know, she's been very interactive.
She's getting used to us, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think at the beginning it was like shock. I mean, totally. It's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, no, and like, it was hard to get her on the phone because it's like, you know, I'm trying for hours, and she's like, I've been getting phone calls all day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know, but you don't have to answer every phone call, Mom. Like, you can relax. You don't have to answer every phone call.
Yeah. Yeah. She's awesome. We love her. She's, like I said, she is Ketchikan's sweetheart.
Yeah, she truly is.
And we need to support her. Yeah.
100%.
And what's next for her? Can you guys tell me a little bit about that?
So right now, I believe she's starting her treatments. She's going to be doing a balance of the holistic treatments, which she was really into and about. And if I'm to understand correctly, she's interested in doing something called CyberKnife, which I believe her oncology team is looking into. And CyberKnife, as I understand it, it's a precision radiation treatment. It's a lot more effective, and it's a lot, I want to say, healthier than your standard, you know, chemo or radiation, where it's a full body, full system bombardment of radiation. Whereas this is very pinpoint. It's like in the trouble areas. It's right there. It's not bombarding your whole body. And she's very excited about
that. I think they're making a little, not a hat, but a little... fixture that will go on her head so that the instrument will go directly where the brain cancer is. And they've, I mean, years ago, it was like cancer. Everybody's scared to death. I mean, we still are, but they've come so far, and there's so many different ways to go about things. She has a whole team, a whole cancer team just set up.
Yeah,
just
an entire for oncology department
at Swedish Hospital, and yeah, we're going to get it done. We're going to beat it. We have to beat it. Libby strong, Ketchikan. Libby strong.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about or say?
Off the top of my head, you know, I can't really think of anything, but I do want to thank KRBD for having us on. And I want to thank the community and all the volunteers, all the people who've been donating and want to donate. You can get a hold of Paula Weissel or Kara at the Arctic Bar. You can get a hold of Darren Scott or Marla at the Pioneer Cafe. If you're interested in donating, either of those venues are a good place to go and talk about. Anyone there can help you out too, you know, the staff, not even just the management. And, you know, yeah, just a big shout out to the community and to KRBD for having us on and giving us a platform so we
can
speak about this.
Thank goodness we live in Ketchikan.
Exactly, you know, because we are community strong, and I am so thankful for our community, 110%. It's really
Trist, your mom's going to be okay. We got to keep thinking that.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. Positive light, positive love. That's all we got to do. You know, we just got to stay together.
And thank you, KRBD. Thank you, Molly, very much.
Yes, thank you, Molly.
Thank you guys for joining me. And this is KRBD Ketchikan, the benefit is this Saturday, so make sure you show up
July
and
10th.
Show out,
yep.
July 10th. Thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.